Governor Janet Mills has opted not to continue with her predecessor's plan to create what's called a step-down unit in Bangor to handle psychiatric patients who don't need hospital care but who are still considered a risk to the public. Mal Leary has details.
In April of 2013, federal inspectors found a long list of problems at the state's Riverview Psychiatric Hospital in Augusta, including the use of excessive force by security personnel, concerns over medication use, and poor record keeping. This resulted in the hospital being decertified and the loss of about $20 million a year in Medicare funds. The administration of then-Governor Paul LePage responded with a number of changes in staffing and oversight and with a proposal to create what it called a step-down unit to house about 20 patients that did not meet the criteria for hospitalization but were still a risk to the general public. Mills told reporters at the State House Wednesday, because Riverview was recertified last month, the unit is no longer needed, and she says that her administration will take a different approach.
If somebody has acute psychiatric needs, wherever they come from, whoever they are, let's address them, let's provide them. And I think that's the bottom line.
Mills says the building under construction next to the Dorothea Dix Psychiatric Center in Bangor will be utilized as part of that hospital and will add 20 beds to the state's mental health care system. She's submitting a budget change to lawmakers to fund the nearly $7 million operating cost of that facility, which will be state-run rather than privately run, as LePage had intended. Health and Human Services Commissioner Jean Lambrew says the administration will undertake a study to figure out how best to utilize all of its psychiatric facilities.
We are going to do a comprehensive look at the range of care that's needed in communities and residential.
Maine's care of people with mental illness has been overseen by the courts as a result of a 1990 agreement. Former Chief Justice Dan Wathen, the court master who oversees the agreement, welcomes the additional capacity in the Mills plan. He says the federal review of Riverview over the last several months has shown that past problems related to tracking which patients require a hospital level of care have been resolved.
They found the documentation to be lacking. And so in the process of the next couple of years, the hospital has done a better job of documenting.
Wathen says the public should know that there are safeguards in place to make sure patients who do need hospital level of care are getting it. Mills says her administration believes that more services are needed and are seeking a waiver from federal officials to allow more flexibility in the use of Medicaid funds to pay for them. She says the legislature will have the opportunity to weigh in on the issue as it takes up the state budget. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.